there was definitely times when I was in hospital that I genuinely didn't think that I'd make it back into the classroom. So to now be picking up an award is amazing.
Tell us a bit about that determination. What was it that made you think, I am going to do this, I am going to get back and I will be teaching IT again?
A lot of it started when it began when I started receiving messages from the students. And every day, you know, I'd wake up, there'd be a new message through from another student, not even necessarily from Mass Schools, but from another student in the Lee Academy Trust. And that truly inspired me. And actually, without some of those messages, I don't even know if I would be where I am now in my recovery process. It's been amazing. Yeah,
I must say, when we first heard that you were very, very poorly, the amount of students that immediately wanted to speak to us when we said we were covering the story on KMFM and on Kent Online. I mean, people were sending messages, and then we started seeing all these donations come in. I mean, it's incredible the impact that you've had on so many children, and then subsequently the impact, I guess, they've had on you.
Yeah, absolutely. They inspire me to achieve what I want to get to, my end goal, which is walking in and out of a classroom with prosthetics, and similarly I hope that I inspire them to achieve all of their goals in life.
I'm sure you do. As far as your goals are concerned, we know tens of thousands of pounds has been raised to help you. How is your recovery going? How are you?
Yeah, it's going well. I'm walking occasionally on my prosthetics, but I'm having a little bit of problems with my legs at the moment, so they're looking at ways of resolving that. Regarding the hands, they're looking at more surgery on the hands, so they can work out what I could have prosthetic wise. So it's still kind of a work in progress, but actually, hopefully in the near future, I'll be back on my legs and teaching almost normally.
And to see the huge smile on your face when you say that, I mean, that's fantastic to see. I mean, teaching is difficult at the best of times, but how has it been for you coming back and to have to adapt with how you are?
The students at Mass Schools have been brilliant. They've really welcomed me back. When I was in hospital, I was worried about how they was going to accept me back, but actually going back in and talking to the students and actually just talking openly about what's happened, them seeing my legs as they are now, we've had conversations about it, and they've been massively accepting of everything, and yeah, they've been brilliant for me. So yeah, actually, yeah, thank you to the Mass School students. Yeah.
At the end of the day, you are still Mr. Keating, aren't you? So it doesn't really matter, as you say. They've inspired you. Yeah. You've helped them, and you know it's just part of school life now, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. It's getting around work has been fine. There's been no issues there. So thank you to the team at Mass Schools that have made that easy for me. The transition going from hospital back into work has been great. And the students have just been incredible.